and Tunisia turnout was higher than expected for the first free elections in 42 years. Voters headed to the polls to vote for the National Constituent Assembly, a body of 217 representatives. They will draft the constitution and appoint an interim government. There were long lines at the polls throughout the day, and excitement ran high. Thousands of miles away in the United States, members of the Tunisian diaspora are also jubilant.
Tunisia, freedom forever.
At the Taste of Tunisia restaurant in the Washington, D.C. area, owners Intisar Jamali and Karim Adassi on Monday were recovering from hosting 150 people at an election party the day before. Jamali has lived in the U.S. since 1993.
Actually, I was very excited to see the election after 23 years, so it's a bad time, you know, we're all happy, all Tunisia happy, actually.
Adassi said Tunisia has been waiting for a revolution to bring freedom for decades.
Election is going to be a good steps for the history of people of Tunisia. As people that deserve to be free, to choose which person they're going to be the government.
Dozens of political parties participated in the elections. The once illegal Ennahda movement, a moderate Islamist party, went into the voting with strong support. Jamali says the Ennahda movement would be a good compromise for the country.
It is good mix because Tunisia it is considered as a Muslim country, so about no, it's, let's say 50-60% practice, 40 that don't practice. So you know, you have a right of to choose, you know.
Both Jamali and Adassi think the elections will bring change to the country, starting with respect for basic human rights. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.